We open up the show with the breaking news of the day out of the University of Maine, where Athletic Director Carlton Creech has been hired in a new job, Vice Chancellor for Athletics at the University of Denver. To shed some more light on that, we're joined this afternoon by Senior Associate Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, Lynn Kootz. Lynn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That's a pretty good lineup you have there. Wow.
Well, you know, we set the bar high right at the top here.
I'm glad you put me at the front.
It's the only way to do it, absolutely. Well, the big news today, obviously, you were in the know there, but are people right to be surprised by this, so those who didn't see it coming?
Well, I mean, in the know, I found out today to be confirmed. I think as far as being surprised, Carlton's a really great person and a great athletic director, and so we knew that the time would come for him to move along. I would selfishly like to keep him a little bit longer. And I think when you work close with people, I don't know that everyone knew him the way I knew him. So it's a loss personally. But as we know, we must go on.
Absolutely. And so is there a timeline established yet? I know there'll be a search. Is it going to get underway immediately?
Well, I think because it's just today, everyone getting the news, I think by the middle of the week, I think we're going to be gathering and trying to sort some things out and have a plan to move forward.
And you're also the university in the midst of a search to find a brand new president as well. It looks like that's progressing pretty quickly. Is it safe to assume that the plan might be to wait until the president is hired so they can have some say in the process?
Yeah, I think that would make sense. It's a pretty good partnership, and to have that president in place and kind of have that vision, it would give that next person an opportunity to figure out, you know, do I fit into what that vision is? So I think that would make sense.
We're talking with Lynn Kootz, University of Maine. Obviously, whoever comes in has got some things to address fairly soon, especially in the basketball arena. Bob Walsh's contract up at the end of the year, and then you've got the situation involving Richard Barron, Amy Vashon, who's doing a great job. So whoever gets this is going to jump right into the fire, aren't they?
Well, you know, here at the University of Maine, we teach a lot. We give lots of experience, and I can speak to that as coming from coaching and popping into administration after 3 years now. Learning on the job has been incredible. There are some tough decisions to be made, no question. But I think we put everything together. We really look at things, and we have some good people making decisions. So, that's just something that comes with the territory.
There have been some departures from the athletic department with Will Bieberstein, of course, Jack Cosgrove going to Colby, and now Carlton Creech. When it comes to folks with institutional knowledge of that place, I look around, and the person I see at the top of that list, that would be you, Lynn Kootz. Do you think will you be interested in at least having discussions about that job?
Well, I certainly would be interested. I mean, I love this place, and along with the challenges that we face, that's part of the reason I do love it. So, if it comes to a situation where I mentioned or I'm part of that, I would welcome that. I'm not looking to go anywhere. I think we're pretty happy here, but I also know that we need to continue moving in the direction, in a positive direction. We've got some great successes that Carlton has left us with as well. So I would love to continue to build on that, or whoever that person might be. We're going up for sure.
What's the biggest challenge for the new athletic director?
I guess it would be just figuring out the landscape of, you know, I think first and foremost, you figure out how are we so successful right now, and try to continue to build on that part of it. But, you know, challenges are day to day, and I'm sure they are at every institution, raising dollars, making sure your partnership with the university is first and foremost, recruiting great people. We try to recruit great student athletes, and we just got to continue to recruit great people in our department. And we do have a great young staff that are really excited to do some new things and to do some, you know, change is great. You know, when you have change, somebody leaves, a door opens, and another opportunity opens for somebody else. So that's, I just have a coaching hat that I know as you put things together, things will continue to get better if you focus on it.
For whoever it might be, yourself or other candidates for that position, what's the biggest draw? What's the most exciting thing about being the director of athletics at Maine?
I think for me, and even in the role I'm in right now, is from just coaching softball and being in that small group of 23 people to be able to have connections with all of our student athletes, 420, you know, changes from year to year. But I've been able to get to know different people, different parts of athletics. I mean, the draw is our kids. I mean, they're amazing kids. And our story is so much bigger than just what's on the field and what's on the ice and what's on the court. I mean, the people are pretty amazing. So I think that's the draw. That would be the draw for me.
When you look at what Carlton has done, it's been a remarkable performance in his time here at Maine. And he and Stacy, as you mentioned, they're such wonderful people. They gave you your first opportunity. Carlton did your first opportunity in administration. What will be the legacy of Carlton Creech?
Oh, my goodness. For me, he was amazing. Stacy is awesome as well. I'm so happy for them, for this opportunity for the two of them to go to Denver. It's pretty incredible. But the legacy is just, you know, he had a sense of calm. He was able to press the pause button when things got a little bit crazy. And, you know, being a coach for myself, I needed that pause button. He's really taught me to really kind of look at all areas and make sure when you make decisions that you touch base with so many different people. But then if you make a mistake, that's okay, because it's, you know, you're in a safe environment that, you know what, we can fix it. It's not a big deal. He empowered you, and you always felt like you could contribute. So I would take that with what he's left. I would take that as to just be, you know, empower people, listen. You need to really learn how to listen, be the last one to speak, and go about it that way.
Lynn Coots, Senior Associate AD at the University of Maine, on the departure of Carlton Creech for the University of Denver. Lynn, as always, great to have you on with us. Not that I have any say, and no one cares what I think, but man, I'm sure pulling for you, and I hope you get the opportunity, because I know how much that university means to you, and I know how smart, how talented, how dedicated, and what a hard worker you are, and I think you'd be a great fit.
Well, I really appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
That's Lynn Coots here on Downtown.